Yo, what's up? It's your man Mo Morris, One Man Army, and welcome to Strictly for the Brothers. You know, brothers, I'm sitting here thinking, man, you know, I believe that it should be a crime if a black man send off another black man. You know, we as black men have to be a little bit more determined. We got to be a little bit more determined at protecting each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, black man, we got to start going above and beyond for each other because we black men. You know, like, it just needs to be a conscious understanding. Is it too far-fetched? Am I out my mind if I'm thinking about and I say that black men can stop killing black men? If black men stop killing black men, then that's 90% of the black male death gone. Because black men kill black men more than anybody. So if black men stop killing each other, that means we'll have more black men. And is that too far-fetched to even expect? Is that too much to ask to expect black men to stop killing black men? Am I crazy when I ask that question? And here go the crazy part about it, brothers. I'm at the barbershop right now, but I'm outside, right? So if I walked in this barbershop right now and I said, "Hey y'all, I got a question. Do you think black men can stop killing black men?" What you think the answer be? Do you think the majority will say yes or the majority will say no? Ain't that a question, man? Ain't that a question for you? Ain't that a question? Can black men stop killing black men? Can black men stop killing black men? That's a question, ain't it? That's a question. Can black men stop killing black men? I mean, I asked that question. And you know, you want to go around and ask brothers the question, but I think a lot of brothers will say no black men can't stop killing black men. Is that what we saying? Are we saying as a black man, it's more than likely that your life is going to end at the hand of another black man? Is that what we believe, family? If I ask the question, can black men stop killing black men, and your answer is no, then we got a problem, don't we, y'all? We got a problem. If black men can't stop killing black men, then we got a problem, y'all. Don't we, man? We really do. We really do. If black men can't stop killing black men, then we got a problem. More importantly, if we as a people don't believe black men can stop killing black men, we got a problem. If we as black men don't believe that black men can stop killing black men, what are we doing? If we don't believe that black men can stop killing black men, then I'm not about to sit up here and say, "Oh man, that's just how I go." We are, and I, you know, you don't want to get out here and be like, "Man, we the only ones that's killing each other." But I tell you this, it's more black men killing black men than it is Jewish men killing Jewish men. Is it more black men killing black men than Indian men killing other Indians? Is it more black men killing black men than more German men killing each other? I'm talking about 90% of the murders committed on a black man is done by a black man. Can black men stop murdering black men? That's the question. And if the answer to the question is no, why am I here? If we don't believe, you know, because you know they always, you got to believe to achieve. Ain't that what we tell the kids, y'all? You got to believe to achieve. If you don't believe you can do it, you won't get it done. Ain't that what we tell the children? Ain't that what we tell the children? Don't we tell the children, if you believe you can achieve? Ain't that what we tell the kids? We made a t-shirt out of it, didn't we? If you can believe it, you can achieve it. So are we saying that we believe that for the rest of our life, as long as black people on this planet,
black men are gonna kill other black men. And it ain't been like that since we've been here now. We were damn sure wasn't killing each other when that white man was willing to put that noose around our neck. We for damn sure wasn't killing each other then. Right? Black men were not killing black men when we was able to, when white folks was able to lynch us. Black men wasn't killing black men when we had the colored only and the white only sign. Black men were not killing black men then. Black men wasn't killing the black man because the black man was too worried about a white man killing them. That's real talk, right? Back in the day, family, black men were not killing each other because we was worried about the white man killing us. Do you remember, family? It ain't nowhere in the world we was killing each other back then. Why? We was too worried about fighting for our rights. Hell, we wasn't even considered human beings. How in hell we gonna kill each other, right? So when did the black man stop murdering the black man like this? When did the black man stop murdering the black man? When did the black man stop caring about the brother? When did the black man stop caring about his people? You know, you hear people use being poor as an excuse. Black folks always been poor, family. You let society tell it. When in society, there's a time in history where, you know, black folks was affluent and this, that, and the third. But for the most part, when have black people been balling out of control in America? For the most part, I'm talking about all of us now. Because you got some affluent, rich, and wealthy black people right now, but then you got the inner city of Atlanta, where you go walk around Atlanta, family, it'll bring you to tears. I ain't saying every black person gotta have a mansion, but we ain't gotta have crack havens either, though. We don't gotta have drug havens. We don't gotta have places where black folks is at and we are consumed drugs and we are addicted and we neglecting our children. We ain't gotta have those. Now everybody ain't gotta be rich, but we ain't gotta have drug havens. But we do. We do have drug havens. We do have crime. The majority of the crime done in the black community is done by black people. The majority of the house being broke into in the black neighborhood are being broke in by black people. The majority of the black folks getting beat up in the neighborhood are getting beat up by black people. The majority of the murder of black folks is taking place in the black neighborhood is being done by black people. You can't tell me nothing about no white man because don't no white man live in the black neighborhood. Can black men stop murdering black men? That's the question. Can black men stop murdering black men? That is the question. And if your answer is no, and you black, we really got to go get us a prayer circle going, right? We really got to get a prayer circle going. If we don't believe that black men can stop killing black men, can black men stop killing black men? That's the question, y'all. Can black men stop killing black men? And if your answer is no, we need a prayer circle, right? You mean to tell me that this is what it is? That's what you're telling me? You telling me that this is what it is? You telling me that black men gonna murder black men at this high rate for the rest of our life? And I'm asking the question, why? How is this acceptable? How is it acceptable that a black man is going to kill a black man repeatedly? That black men are going to fill up the jails? Are we saying that a number of black men are just supposed to go to jail? Is that what we're saying? Are we saying that the black man is supposed to go to jail? Are we saying that the majority, are we saying it's okay that the majority of the prisoners in prison today are black men? And we cool with that? Have we been so brainwashed to believe that that's just the way it goes? Hey, y'all, black man born, black man kill another black man go to jail. Black men can't read. What are we saying about being a black man? Hey, y'all, I've been a black man every day of my life. I've been a black male every day of my life. And it ain't never dawned on me that I'm supposed to kill a black man. I've been a black male every day of my life, and it ain't never dawned upon me that I'm supposed to go to jail. And I've been a black male every day of my life. And you can't convince me that I'm supposed to go to jail. You can't convince me that I'm supposed to kill another black man. You can't convince me that I'm supposed to underachieve. You can't convince me that it is just what it is and I'm going to live underneath my means and all this, that, and the third. Hell no. I'm not accepting that. That's not a black man's life. You can't convince me that I'm going to grow up and all my teeth going to fall out my mouth and I ain't going to have no health insurance and I'm just going to be on what they call a fixed income. Hell no. I ain't accepting that, and neither should you, brother. Neither should you, brother. We were not born to kill another black man. That's not why we're here. We wasn't born to make babies and not take care of them. That's not why we're here. You understand what I'm saying to you, family? We sit up here and we accept what somebody else say is supposed to be the black man. I'm a black man. Ain't nobody gonna tell me what it is to be a black man. I'm a black man, and I'm a winner. And I'm here to tell you straight up and down, family, we are born to win. We are born to do something with our lives. We're born to know how to read well. We're born to know how to do math well. Hell, why shouldn't we know how to do math well? We created math. The black man is the first man. And we ain't gonna run around here scared of that. You know, maybe we talked about who and what we truly are and quit talking about all these illusions of foolishness that the entertainer comes up with us or what Hollywood says the black man is. The black man ain't a thug, family. The black man is a pharaoh. And a pharaoh is different than a king because a pharaoh is focused on dynasties. We created that. The black man created that. The black man created that. The black man created that. When you look at these pyramids around this world, the black man created that. The black man built that. That came from a black mind. You know, they run around here talking about the aliens built the pyramids. Yeah, I know. Now all of a sudden we got green aliens when it comes to unexplainable things that the black man obviously did. But see, the white man can't figure out how we did it. That's why they say it's aliens and this, that, and the third. That's why they erase our history. Because if you understand what you've done and what you can be, then you will continue to be that, family. That's why they keep pushing this bullshit at us about being a thug, being a criminal, shooting another black man. That's why they had that stuff in front of us, because they want us to digest that. But I'm here to tell you, when you look all across this country, you see the power of a black man's mind. Every time you stop at that green, red, and yellow light, family, a black man's mind created that light, homie. A black man's mind created the stop light. But they're not going to tell you that. They're going to tell you that in passing. Like, oh, he was just a different type of nigga. No, he was just a regular brother that grew up and had a mama just like you. He just studied and worked hard, and he wasn't sent off. I believe it is a crime when a black man sends off another black man. That is a crime, and that should be punishable by death. Because, black man, we ain't got no time to be sending each other off. We already killing each other at an alarming rate, so we got to send each other off. We got to murder each other. Black man, I am not your enemy. I am your brother. Black man, I am not your op. You are my brother. There's nothing wrong with competing, family. You should want to compete. I'm a competitor, homie. I'm going to compete against you. I want to win. And for me to win, that means you got to lose. Praise God. But that doesn't mean at the end of the day, we can't shake hands, look each other in the eye, and greet each other as brothers. But ain't nothing wrong with winning. Ain't nothing like winning, family. And I'm not going to lose and accept losing for nobody. And as a black man, we should all want to win. Why? Because we black. Why? Because you a man. Can a black man stop killing black men? Can black men stop killing black men? I'm asking the question. And it's a tough one. Because some of y'all done said it before you know it, you said, nah, these niggas can't stop killing niggas. Before you know it, you said that. You know deep down inside when you heard the question, You didn't think niggas could stop killing niggas. You didn't think black men could stop killing black men. You know doggone well that's how you, some of y'all felt like that straight off the top. Why? Because we have been programmed to believe that black men are supposed to kill black men. We have. We have been programmed to believe that black men are supposed to kill black men. We've been programmed into it. You think I'm lying? Look at our entertainment. Man, you think about the black movie, you think about a movie like New Jack City. I love New Jack City. New Jack City was off the chain. But what did New Jack City do? New Jack City promoted drug dealing. It promoted tearing down the black community. It promoted killing black folks. It promoted drug addiction, right? This was the 80s, y'all. This is what they was putting in front of our community. They was talking about, they put a plan in front of our community to take over a housing project and to start selling crack out the housing project. That's what New Jack City was about. New Jack City was about the crack epidemic that flooded the black community. And black men brought in the crack. Now, we didn't start it. It wasn't our idea. But black men sold crack. You look at a cat like Free Ray Ricky Ross, and I ain't talking about the rapper. I'm talking about the real Free Ray Ricky Ross, the dude that became the pipeline for the crack epidemic in the black community all across this country. I know he got a problem sleeping at night because he done got out of jail and went back to jail and now he trying to do right. This dude was a genius. This dude was a planner. This dude was an organizer. This dude was a leader. And this dude will go down in history as the dude that ushered in the crack epidemic in the black community. This dude got children, and his children are going to be known as the children of the most notorious crack kingpin this country has ever seen. You think he feel good about that? This man had millions of dollars come through his hands, but his children's name will be tarnished because they his children. You think he feel good about that? Now there's another man running around this country with his name promoting crack dealing, and he can't do nothing about it. You think he feel good about that at night? I'm talking about when ain't nobody else around, family. You know when you go to bed at night, you laying there on that bed, you laying there on that pillow, it's dark, and all you got is your thoughts. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about right then and there. Do you think that he regrets selling crack? Do you think he regrets that he ain't do nothing with all that money that went through his hands? Do you think he's upset that there's another man running around this country known under his name? And he ain't got nothing to show. Nothing. Nothing. But he had nightmares that night. I know that man is haunted. If you live long enough, you know that he's haunted. How couldn't he be? Your mind is a mean place, family. Your mind is a mean place, family. Your mind is a mean place, family. Your mind is a mean place. You can try to forget everything you want to forget. Years can go by, family, and you still gonna remember some things, family. You gonna still remember your regrets, family. Trust me when I tell you that. Can black men stop murdering black men? That is the question. Can black men stop murdering black men? That is the question. That is the question. Can black men stop murdering black men? And if the answer is no, why is that? And I'm talking to black people. I'm not talking to no Hawaiians. I'm not talking to no Saudi Arabians. I'm not talking to nobody that's Greek. I'm talking to black people. If you honestly believe that black men can't stop killing black men, why is that? And then, family, when you bring up the why, then you need to understand what's going on in our community. If black people believe that black men can't stop killing black men because of our culture, because of our community, then we got some problems. then we got some things that we can address. And we ain't got to act like we don't know what it is. If you believe that black men can't stop killing black men because of this, then this is part of the problem. And this is something that needs to be fixed and adjusted and challenged. So if you don't believe that black men can stop murdering black men, then you have found one of the answers that need to be addressed. One of the challenges that need to be addressed. If you telling me that black men killing black men is promoted, then who is promoting black men killing black men? That is a problem that needs to be addressed. If you saying that black men won't stop murdering black men because they mama don't care, then we need to start addressing parenting as a culture, as a people. If you saying black men gonna keep murdering black men because ain't no fathers in the home, then once again, we need to address parenting. See, if we can address and say why we don't believe black men gonna stop killing black men, then we got a starting point to address the issues and the challenges that are leading to our black men murdering other black men. This is a problem that has to be solved, y'all. The police ain't gonna solve it. The Klan ain't gonna solve it. The National Guard ain't gonna solve it. The federal government ain't gonna solve it. Jesus ain't gonna solve it. We gonna have to solve it. Because if Jesus was gonna solve it, it'd be solved. If the Klan was gonna solve it, it'd be solved. If the federal government was gonna solve it, it would be solved. The only way, only people that's going to address this are the people that's impacted by it. And that's black people. One thing we got to do, brothers and sisters, we got to stop acting like we the weakest person in the room. How about that? And I'm talking about as a culture. Because Mo Morris is strong, homie. I'm not around here on no peon business. And when you make eye contact with me, you understand that. When you see me, you understand that. I ain't bowing down, family. I'm not talking about Mo Morris. I'm talking about the movement. I'm talking about these black mamas. I'm talking about these black fathers. Your child becomes what you allow them to become. Your child becomes what you build or what you choose not to build, period. Your child becomes what you create or what you allow to be built, period. Period. The question is, can black men stop murdering black men? And if your first answer in your head is no, then we need a prayer circle. If you don't believe that black men can stop murdering black men, you got to really ask yourself, family. You got to really ask the question, why is that? That shouldn't be acceptable. Black men, we shouldn't accept the fact that we don't believe that black men can stop murdering black men. Really? I'm a black man. Every goal that I've had in my life, I went after it and I got it. So you mean to tell me all the brothers we got out here, and black men are some determined men, family. When you see a successful black man, you see the black man that then went through it and overcame it and won. When you see a black man that then served time, got out, turned his life around, you seeing a tough individual. If you see a black man that then got out of the joint and he go back to the game, you see a determined individual. See, God says that our gifts are without repentance. That means that what we are is what we are. What we built to be is what we are. If you are a strong man, you're gonna be strong whether it's good, bad, or ugly. You're gonna be strong because God built you like that, right? So ain't nobody gonna look me in my face, because the black man is the toughest man on the planet. The black man is the smartest man on the planet. The black man is the strongest man on the planet. Think about it. Who's stronger than a black man? Show me a man that's strong. Only man that you're going to show me that's stronger than a black man is another black man. Now tell me I'm lying. You can ask brothers. I'm talking about, you can take a nigga from Harvard, right? Harvard. Ain't never touched the block. Bam. You put him in the block, he going to fold. Because the block is going to be too much to him, because he was raised in a different manner. He wasn't raised around the violence and the challenges of the hood, right? But I promise you, you take a hood nigga that's good in school, that's good in math, good in reading, good in science, got good grades, he just a street nigga because he grew up around street niggas. I guarantee you could put a street nigga in Harvard that's on his business academically and they succeed. Why? Because when you born in the hood, family, can't nothing overwhelm you. When you born in the hood, can't nothing overwhelm you, G. When you born in the hood, you are one of the toughest individuals on the planet. The hood is abnormal, right? We got abnormal challenges. We got niggas shooting. We got cats breaking their houses. But you know what? We got cats going to school, too. We got cats balling out of control, too. If you grow up in the hood, you are a tough individual, and you can't be beat by normal circumstances. How can you be beat by normal circumstances and abnormal circumstances not beating you? Come on now. How can normal circumstances beat you and abnormal circumstances not beating you? Family, going to school ain't hard. Studying ain't hard, family. Are you kidding me? Doing homework ain't hard, family. But when you live in a neighborhood where bullets fly throughout, and you can get shot sitting at your kitchen table, or you growing up in neighborhoods where cats is poor and mom and them is smoked up the woo-wop the bam and shorty don't know where he gonna eat, that's abnormal. And this shorty's in the hood dealing with that and they overcoming it every day. So how are we gonna sit up here and act like reading is a problem? How are we gonna act like math is a problem? How are we gonna act like science is a problem? How are we gonna act like multiplication is a problem? When you growing up in the hood, family, you one of the toughest cats on the planet. All you got to do is take that toughness and put it to your academics, and you will get an academic scholarship. Why? Because you from the hood. And ain't nothing tougher than the hood, family. Ain't nothing tougher than the hood, man. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is tougher than the hood, boy. If you raised in the hood, you one of the toughest human beings walking the planet. And you know I ain't lying. And if you from the hood, you know I ain't lying. Can black men stop murdering black men? That's the question. Can black men stop murdering black men? That is the question. And if your answer is no, you really got to take the time to think about that. Can black men stop killing black men? And if your answer is no, you really got to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why? How in God's name can black men not stop killing black men? Are we really believing that? Are we really believing? Well, you know, man, Big Mo, man, you know, I'm just going to kill me a nigga. So are we saying that's it? That's the mindset for life? Hell no, I ain't accepting that. I'm not accepting that. Black man, we are strong. Black man, we are the future. Black man, we are the father to our children. Black man, we are the muscle of our community. Black men, we are the leaders of our people. We are more than murderers of other black men. I'm not accepting that. I'm not allowing that mindset to lay dormant inside of us anymore. Black man, we are going to stop killing each other. I promise you, if we stop killing each other, we're going to be all right. Because if we stop worrying about murdering each other, then we can work with each other, help each other, and then our reading scores will go up. Black man, you got to be determined. You got to realize that this is a game. This is a trap. This is a send-off. And we got other black men sending black men off. And that should be punishable by death. Because if you are a black male growing up in this world, you know what it is to be a black man. And you know the brothers need guidance. And for you to go into a studio, for you to stand behind a microphone, for you to go in front of a camera and sell a watered-down version of what it is to be a brother, that's BS. And you need to be put down for that. Black men, we got to stand up. We got to be strong. We got to quit worrying about offending people. Ain't nobody worried about offending a black man. Ain't nobody worried about offending a black man. Nobody. Nobody. They put these BS images up of us. They do this. You know, I'm looking at TV right now. I said this earlier today. But there's a certain type of brother that's on TV right now. He's a brother that's within a controlled environment. He might be talking about politics, but it's only going to be one black man. You might have a black man talking about hip-hop or music or something. He's a DJ or something. He's an entertainer in some way, shape, fashion, or form. Then you got the brothers talking about sports on TV, right? And then you got the brothers who got the wigs and the lipsticks on calling themselves women. You got to ask yourself, brothers, Why in God's name is the brother with the lipstick and the wig being promoted? The black man ain't never been promoted unless it's hurting the image of the black man, unless it's making some money for somebody else. That's the only time a black man is shown and promoted. Or when they making a mockery of the black man. And if you mean to tell me you got six foot men walking around with wigs on their head and lipstick, it's acceptable. But what you don't want to remember is a few years ago when they had the State Farm commercial and Chris Paul and Andre Jordan and all them was on there, and Andre Jordan with his big ass was walking around with a blonde wig on his head like he was a woman. You don't want to remember that, though. Black man, stop putting wigs on your head. Black man, we're not supposed to wear dresses. Dresses are made for women, not men. And if you're offended, deal with it. I'm a black man, and I'm talking to black men. And men don't wear dresses. Men don't wear heels. Men don't wear lipstick. Damn it. I'm a black man. And more importantly, I'm a determined black man. I'm a determined black man that is determined for black men to stop murdering black men. Period. Your lack of funds is not a reason to murder a black man. Your frustration and your despair is not a reason to murder a black man. The fact that your mama didn't do what she was supposed to do, now y'all ain't got no food in the house, that ain't no reason to murder a black man. There's no excuse for a black man to murder another black man unless they done took something or someone from them. I believe in the eye for an eye. Don't get it twisted. I believe in that. But I don't believe that we need to be killing each other for the sake of crack or for the sake of money. No, I ain't going. No. Black man, we got to protect each other. Black man, we got to stand up for each other. And black man, we got to stop sending each other off. We got to have more love and more devotion and more dedication and more conviction towards other brothers. I ain't saying you got to invite me over to your house for Christmas dinner, brother. But what I am saying is, have my back. Stand up for me. Hold me accountable. Hold your son accountable. Raise your son. Start creating pathways and ideas and programs for these kids, man. If you can make a difference, make a difference. We got to do it. Because black man, ain't nobody going to come help the black man except another black man. Just like, for the most part, ain't nobody killing a black man except another black man. We got to change that around. We got to change the energy. We got to change the mindset. Because you are my brother, not my opposition. You are my brother. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And thank you for listening to Strictly for the Brothers.
Page 80. Number 100. Be you each and every day. Number 99. Don't worry about being in the in crowd. Be your own crowd. 98. Don't phony kick it with anyone. 97. Make an impact on the students and the high school you went to. 96. Make an impact on the kids and the grammar school you went to. 95. Don't pay for sex, ever. 94. Never accept one check when you can create multiple checks. 93. Generate money through different pathways. 92. Live to become part of history. 91. Learn your history. 90. Don't use the word love when you don't mean it. 89. It's better to be chosen than to chase when it comes to females. 88. Believe that you have a right to victory. 87. There is nothing like winning. 86. Take the time to prepare. 85. Strive to be the best. 84. The best revenge is great success. 83. Don't go to jail and lose your freedom. 82. Gain and maintain your emotions. 81. Don't be led by your emotions. 80. Be aware of your surroundings. 79. Be selfish when you need to be selfish. 78. Create a plan for your life that is flexible. 77. Turn knowledge into wisdom. 76. Be a scholar. 75. Get rid of the word can't. 74. Respect your life by giving your best effort to your life. 73. Don't sell drugs because drugs destroy people. You didn't give anyone life, so you don't deserve to destroy a person's life. 72. Earn your way to the top. 71. Own nice jewelry. 70. Don't just be an employee in your life. Learn what it is to be the check signer. 69. Just because they family doesn't give them the right to mistreat you. 68. You don't pick your family. 67. Love those that have earned your love. 66. Love hard. 65. Have lazy days, but not a lazy life. 64. Compete in life.